After looking at the game from yesterday in Oakland, there was a lot of good things and a lot of bad things. Some of the good things that we liked, I thought the team gave great effort and energy. They went out there and played, giving us all that they had. We took care of the ball on offense, which we hadn't done as well. And then we got some takeaways. We got three takeaways on defense in the first quarter, in the first half, which certainly helped us get off to a faster start than we've been out to. I thought Tim played well in his first start in a difficult environment, being there with those fans when they started getting cranked up. So I thought he really managed everything well, the environment, our game plan, got us in and out of the things that we needed to, and just ran our offense well. And then Steven Hauschka really kicked well for us yesterday, came in and hit solid field goals for us and kicked off and did those duties excellent. Some of the things we need to work on, we didn't finish the game like we played the first three quarters. Too many three and outs on offense. We had to find a way to stay on the field, especially in a game like that. Yards after contact on defense, we let guys get away for longer plays than we wanted to. Too many big plays that we gave up on defense. And really, we didn't control the line of scrimmage. Too many negative plays, runs on offense, and then certainly the big plays on defense that we could have controlled. But all things that we're going to work on. As far as roster moves, we waived Kevin Alexander today and signed Chevis Jackson, a defensive back from LSU. And then this morning, we made a decision to start Tim Tebow this weekend against Houston.
Why the decision right now to start Tebow? What went into that? Was it difficult?
Well, the reason right now, Lindsay, was that we felt that Tim played well yesterday, ran our offense effectively, and the things that we asked him to do. And then compounding that was the fact that Kyle still is rehabbing and where he is right now. And we just felt like prolonging this later into the week wasn't the best thing for our preparation and practice. So we decided to make the decision early in the week to go and do this.
So is Orton not starting because he's hurt, or is it more of a decision to see more from Tim Tebow?
Well, right now, Kyle's in about the same situation he was last week with his injury. And so that's why we decided to make this decision early rather than wait and hope at the end of the week, because we can't foresee what the end of the week could give us. So we wanted to make sure we got a good week of preparation in and get our best chance for Houston.
What did Tim prove yesterday to this organization
and
to
you? I mean, I think, you know, yesterday what he did, a lot of the things that we've always thought he could do that you saw him do. He made plays scrambling and running the ball on the long draw play. You know, he threw the ball. Even though we didn't throw it a whole lot of times, he did make some nice throws and completions that we needed. And I think, you know, his management of the game, getting us in and out of things, handling that environment is not an easy thing. When those fans get cranked up there in Oakland, it's a difficult environment. And I thought we thought he handled that well. His energy was unbelievable that he brought to the sidelines. And those are all things that factor into the play of a quarterback.
You know, the players are off. Did you bring Kyle in, call him?
Well, all of those two players, Tim and Kyle, were in today. Kyle's in for rehab because, again, his injury is a mandatory treatment situation for us. But I did talk with both of them this morning and let them know what our plans were and what we were going to do. And they understood it, and we're going forward.
Was Kyle upset at all because he made the decision so early in the week?
No, he's a professional, and I explained to Kyle what it was. The fact that, you know, at this point in time today where we're sitting right now, he's – in a similar physical state that he was the last week, and we needed to make a decision. We felt like that's the best thing for us going forward.
By eliminating the uncertainty and having a full week where Tim is going to be the starter, I think that allows you the opportunity to open up the playbook more. Not that it wasn't open, but you just utilize more plays.
Well, certainly. We've got more information on Tim. We know now more about Tim and what he can do in a game. We can give him things. But the entire game plan is still based on what we think gives us the best chance against the Houston Texans. And that's what's going to determine the volume of the playbook more than anything else.
Do you think you were too predictable yesterday?
We called the things that we thought were going to help us win that football game.
Was the weather a big factor in the play calling? Was that part of it, not just what you
We were concerned about the weather going in. We spent a lot of time, Arnie, talking about that and making sure that our players were aware of it so that they weren't. It wasn't going to be a situation that factored into a distraction for us. So we did spend quite a bit of time talking about that. But the game plan that we had was what we felt based on our football team, the environment, the game situations, the weather, and all that was what we thought was the best thing for us to win a football game.
You haven't heard me read yet on No. Sean.
He's been in the training room this morning. I saw him this morning, talked to him this morning. He's a little sore, and we'll continue to evaluate that as we go through the week and see where we are with him.
How about Prater?
Prater is the same situation as last week. We're going to try and kick him here on Wednesday or Thursday and get him out and see what we can do and go from there.
Do you have a bit of a kicking controversy because Hashka kicks so well, or is it just a good problem to have?
We don't have any more information other than that Hauschka kicked well. He did what we brought him in to do, which was to come in and kick. And Matt's still struggling with some of his injuries, so we got time this week. We'll go through the whole week, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do.
You said you know more about Tebow now in a game situation. What did you learn about him as a passer and the different throws that he could make, maybe things that he would do differently than Kyle would that you might be able to utilize?
I don't want to compare the two of those two guys together. Tim came in, he threw the ball well when we asked him to. He made some nice throws down the field. And our wide receivers helped him by going and getting a couple of those throws too. We dropped one in the end zone that we certainly would have loved to have had back. But Tim put the ball where we needed to give us a chance to win the football game.
There were, I would say, three possessions where you were careful with Tim. The two times you're on the goal line, you're backed up to the goal line, and then a minute to go in the first half, 102-29. That a situation maybe as Tim gets more and more comfortable, you would feel more comfortable having him do something besides hand off in those situations?
Potentially. The thing we are right now is we're going to try and continue to develop the game plan to the things that play to Tim's strengths and limit his weaknesses, just like we would any quarterback or any player that we have in. We want to give ourselves the best chance. Those three situations you talk about, particularly the two that are backed up, though, there's a lot of factors that go into that. We're talking about field position. We're talking about room to punt the ball if you need to. There's a lot of things that go into those situations that we discuss as coaches that put caution in the air, not the quarterback.
Why do you think you were so dominated on the line of scrimmage yesterday?
I mean, that's a good football team. That's a good football team. And they play well, they're big, they're strong, they're fast, and they're a good football team.
Demarius Thomas, what's his status?
Demarius is still continuing his rehab. We hope to have him back on the field. He did a little bit for us on Friday last week, and we got him out and moved him around a little bit. Hope to get a little bit more this week from him, but continue his rehab and what he's doing, and monitor day by day.
You've taken a lot of pads. You've given them today off. Had some difficult fourth quarters. Are you worried your defense in particular is tired at this point of the season?
Because of our practice plan?
Just because you've made those moves, is that a reaction to the belief that you think they're tired? Or what's the...
It's. I want them to be fresh. And I think the best way to keep them fresh is right now at this time of the year, not to bang them and out here on the practice field. I think they're going to get enough banging in the games, which they have. I mean, you know, we're playing, 70 plays a game. That's a lot of football for those guys, and it's a physical game, especially again in a division rivalry like the Raiders. That is a physical game and got very physical. I thought our guys gave it to us physically. I thought they went out and played hard, and so I don't see the need to beat them up physically in practice to get them ready for a game.
Any chance Dawkins returns this week?
Mike, we're hoping he's up and moving around a little bit, continuing to rehab. We're going to keep continually pushing that, but we're hopeful. But again, it's a day-by-day situation.
Could you talk just about, how much the defense, you can almost see the difference in the defensive personalities when he's out there. I know they talk about he can't cover like he used to, he's getting up there, but still he brings something to that defense that it looks like you sorely miss when he's not out there.
Mike does something is leadership. I mean, that's what he does. He is a tremendous leader. The caliber of person that he is, matched by his ability as a player, really creates an environment out there that guys believe in, they see, and they know what his expectation is when he's on the field because they know what he gives every play.
Coach, were you satisfied with the play calling?
I'm sorry?
Were you satisfied with the play calling, the Broncos play calling?
Yes. I thought the play calling we did gave us the best chance in that game. We're in that game at the right place and time doing the right things. I believe we did it right.
Coach, you talked about Tim's strengths and weaknesses right now and playing to his strengths. What does he do really well right now, and Or do you think he needs to talk, man? I realize it's an ongoing process, but
we're finding more and more out about what he does. You know, that game yesterday gave us a lot of information and a lot of things that we can work with and go from and that we can build on as coaches to give him. We've seen it out here, but it's different when everything's full speed on Sunday afternoon. And the things that he is good at right now, we're going to try to continue to do, and the things that he's not good at, just like any other player, we're not going to do those things.
Coach, was there anything that Tim did specifically, a play or a moment where you said, wow, I didn't know that he was capable of that?
No. I mean, you know, you've seen highlights of him run the ball in the past, here as well as in college. You know, you go back to the Cincinnati game where he finishes that last run at the end of that game, and I've seen him throw the ball. I think he's going to continue to develop. That's what we're hoping. That's what we're expecting him to do. I know his work ethic is right along those lines, and that's what we think we're going.
He admitted after the game that his touchdown was the wrong play call, I mean, that he called it wrong. What was your reaction as a coach? I mean, you knew what the call was supposed to be as you see him not hand it off and then see him.
My reaction was it was 7 points no matter how it happened. So
it,
forgivable, no, but I'm happy it worked out in a good way. Yeah.
Do you think they'll play him differently, having seen him now the next two teams?
Jeff, I don't know. I think they'll certainly have tape on him now to have a game plan. What they'll do differently, we're going to do some things differently because we have more information too now. So how that all plays out, I'm not exactly sure.
How do you think Eric would behoove your team, coaches, players, to name Tim the starter today as opposed to waiting for later in the week?
Well, again, for us, it was based on a lot of it was based on Kyle's health, and that we felt like this was the best thing for us. The players I expect are going to be professional and do their jobs and rally around this guy who's going to be our quarterback.
Is Saquon keeping his punting duties? And can you talk about how Eric Decker's been in the kickoff?
One more time.
Is Saquon going to keep the punting duties?
Punt return duties.
And how's Eric Decker been in the kickoff game?
Eric Decker has done a nice job for us in the kickoff return game. Last week in Arizona, he had an outstanding game. He hit it up in there hard yesterday, and we still got things to work on. And again, that's a team effort. That's not just him. I mean, there's 10 other guys out there that have to block for those returns to be successful, and we're going to continue working all those people, and it's a group effort when you have success in that phase of the game. As far as Sid, we're going to continue to evaluate that. Eddie Royal is obviously the guy we'd like to have back there, catching punts and doing things, and but we have to have contingency plans when guys aren't in the game.
Pat Bowlen didn't say, hey, you know, we got a home game. We'd like to sell some hot dogs, hot chocolates, maybe Tebow. Go ahead and say, I'd like to see Tebow start this week.
I visited this morning with Mr. Bowlen and Joe Ellis, and, you know, it was a good situation for us. It was a suggestion by me that we go that direction, and they agreed, and that's the direction we're going.